Support for KNKX comes from Portage Bay Cafe, now offering breakfast to go for large parties, corporate events, and more. Options include Phil's Breakfast with Hill's Pepper Bacon, the Carlton Frank's Pork Loin, or the Rancher's Breakfast with Portage Bay's French Toast. Information at PortageBayCafe.com.
The prodigal drummer has returned home for the holidays. KNKX is very excited to bring the Ryan Lepick Trio to our studios today. The summer after graduating from Mount Lake Terrace High, Ryan led a fantastic quintet of fellow jazz teens in our studios. That was 2 years ago. Since then, he's been studying jazz at the University of Northern Colorado, and he's back to hang out with family and friends. Ryan has been really just going great guns in Colorado, and he's a member of the 2017 Best Large Jazz Ensemble in the Graduate College category for the 40th Annual Downbeat Student Music Awards. Whew, that's a mouthful. And he's brought a pair of Colorado friends with him. Very excited to have Tom Amend at the piano and Seth Lewis playing bass. Please welcome the Ryan Lepick Trio.
Thank you.
Live on 88.5, it's the Ryan Lepick Trio with Tom Amend at the piano and Amend at the piano, Seth Lewis on bass. Great to have you back, Ryan.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Can you tell us about your trio mates, the kids you've brought from out of town?
Yeah, so once again, Tom Amend on piano, Seth Lewis on bass. We all met going to school together at University of Northern Colorado. Had a really great time playing in some of the bands together and decided to take it outside of school and keep that going. We played a number of times back there, and I thought it'd be really fun to bring them out here, so line some stuff up, and here we are.
Great to have you guys here, Tom and Seth, crashing at the Lepick home through the holidays.
Yeah, we're making do over there, essentially. Yeah. The only tough part was watching the Seahawks yesterday.
No!
Other than that.
Oh, no. Okay, don't mention the Sounders, or Ryan's going to start throwing cymbals around. Tell us about what it was like to begin your jazz studies at the U North Carolina. I'm sure you're well prepared. Did you feel prepared? Any surprises really take you aback?
Yeah, Northern Colorado has been a lot of fun diving into that program. I went to the jazz camp there for 2 years before attending the school and was kind of introduced to the culture and the faculty and some of the students. And it was really seamless, like going to school there from high school. It just felt like I was really, really welcome and everyone was really supportive. And that's been true so far for the first 2.5 years. You know, it's a really great community that we have there and made a lot of friendships and really learned a lot from teachers and students alike.
Now, how does the jazz education break down for you? Are you working in big bands or ensembles or working on composing or rudiments? How does it work?
Yeah, it's a big mix of everything, really. So we met, yeah, like I said, in the big band, and we played in the combo together, the Lab One and Vanguard combo. And there's a number of different things that we all have as different musical outlets. We also played in some of the vocal groups for the rhythm section. We do a lot of our own work outside of school. But then as far as education is concerned, yeah, we learn a lot of other things, too, like... non-piano players have to learn how to play piano. Mm. We learn a lot of theory. We do cover arranging and composing. So really trying to make everybody a better all-around musician, I think, is really important.
Fantastic. Now, speaking of all-around, I'm sure you've made some time to get out and play around town. Greeley, Colorado, college town, there are a lot of opportunities. Are you traveling, I think it's maybe an hour to Denver? How does it work for you?
Yeah, there's a surprising amount of work out there. I mean, Greeley is really, really cool to have that community of people all supportive of each other to go see each other's music in town. But there's also a lot of great opportunity outside of Greeley. I really like thinking of Greeley as like almost like a hub where all these cities are kind of equidistant from you instead of being at the far end of one. So it's really easy to go to different cities and play different shows or go see other live music.
What have you got for us next, Ryan?
Yeah, that first tune was by our bassist, Seth Lewis. And next we're going to do a tune that I wrote called Natural Decay. Thank you.
Ryan Lepik Trio live on 88.5 KNKX. That's Tom Amend. I'm going to get it right before I leave today. At the piano, some wonderful chops there. Seth Lewis at the bass, nice solo Seth, and Ryan leading at the drums. Ryan, great to have you back in town, as I said, and I'm glad to hear that you're getting some recording opportunities as well in Colorado while you're in school. Tell us about the All Angles Orchestra that you've been working with.
Yeah, one of the really great things about our school is we have a fantastic recording studio that's open to the students for really cheap. And one of the really special projects that all three of us were involved in for the whole album was this group called the All Angles Orchestra. And it was largely based off of Michael Brecker's group for the album Wide Angles. Hmm. Was a heavy influence for that. So we recorded that last year, and that released. Mike Conrad was the one who really put that all together back in Colorado. So we were really excited for that project. It featured the great trumpeter Alex Sipiagin, as well as Kenyon Brenner. And it was a really fun group, unique instrumentation. I think we all had a really good time with that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just listening to that online today. It's really interesting music. Highly recommended, All Angles Orchestra. Ryan, a proud graduate of Mountlake Terrace High School's jazz program. Are you still in contact with your friends back at the school?
Yeah. In fact, this week, I think we're going to stop by and do a workshop with some of the students there. But that was such a great program for me growing up. I made a lot of friendships that I still have today, and we still connect, and excited to see some of them again while I'm back on break.
Yeah. That's great. And I know you playing around Seattle, and while you were in high school, you had a chance to work with some of the great pros around town. And I wonder if that's been the opportunity for you in Greeley, Colorado as well. I'd love to hear from all three of you about some of the greats in jazz that you've had a chance to encounter there.
You guys want to take it?
Seth?
Yeah, one of the really cool opportunities we had, which is part of the school, was we brought the great drummer Lewis Hayes, who recorded with Tom and I, and Ryan was there digging on him, and we played at Dazzle, one of the clubs there, and yeah, there are always people coming in, both Ryan, Tom, and I. We're all members of the Jazz Education Network, and we were able to get artists that are touring through to come and visit the school specifically, and we're actually taking that group with Lewis Hayes down to the Jazz Education Network conference in Dallas in just a few weeks. And Ryan and I will be performing. Last year, Tom was there performing. He's a civilian now as a graduate. Yeah, congratulations.
And Tom Amend, tell us about some of the grown-ups you've had a chance to play with in Greeley.
Yeah, well, man, in Greeley, it's great. You know, our faculty, as Rand has mentioned, are all such great musicians and mentors and teachers. So, you know, for me, growing up there and going to school, you know, it's great to get a chance to play with Steve Kowalczyk, Jim White, you know, Eric Applegate, all those guys in terms of Greeley, you know, and there's so many other great musicians in Colorado. You know, Paul Warburton, the great bassist, you know, Ken Walker, mm-hmm. Paul Romain, you know, there's just Ron Miles is in Denver, you know, so many great musicians there that are willing to, you know, share the bandstand with us and, you know, teach us in that way, which is the best way to be taught. So
right. The Ryan Lepik Trio is here in the studios with us. One more question for you. Surrounded by a terrific young jazz musicians, I wonder what it is that inspires the art of the young jazz musicians today. So we've got three original tunes. The first one, kind of a bebop number based on some Dizzy Gillespie by Seth. And Ryan, what is inspiring you to write? What is your musical muse these days?
I think it's a lot of different things, really. Just life experiences that inspire you to try and express yourself in different ways. And that might sound kind of like a cheesy answer, but it's really true, especially now that we kind of have the education to support our creative thoughts and help those come to light. So I was really excited to be able to bring some original music with us and feature not only the playing, but the composing of my bandmates. So that, I think, is my best answer, is just different life experiences and
different players.
Yeah, diving into different ideas I have and trying to find more about myself through music. Yeah.
Who wrote this last one?
That's me, Tom.
All right. All right, Tom, Amend, tell us about this last song we're going to hear.
Yeah, so this is called Keep Wantin', and that's something my granddad would always say. He's the kind of guy that tells the same story over and over and over again. You know, it's great, and you want to hear it over and over again. So, you know, but yeah, so this is, you know, just kind of inspired by that, you know, the idea of keeping going when things are going hard. So just keep watching.
All right, we got the Ryan Lepick Trio with Tom Amend at the piano and Seth Lewis bass live on 88.5. The Ryan Lepik Trio. Ryan Lepik behind the drums.